Alright, so I'm gonna start off with the questions for new girls because it's been a really long time and I'm not sure if anybody who still works in the threads is gonna have any idea who I am. And, you know, a lot has changed. I made a bit of a blend of the FSA and the MSA questions that I'm going to answer, and I just sort of put them in an order that makes sense. So there won't be an order. If you're trying to skip ahead for the sexy ones, prepare to be disappointed, there are none. Alright. Tell us a little or as much as you would like about you. Age, nationality, random hobbies, your job, still in school? I'm Crystal. I'm in my mid-20s now, which is weird. You could probably tell from the whole accent thing that I'm Australian. Most of what I do is just traditional gaming and dabbling in the occult. I'm designing a pen and paper RPG system at the moment, and that's kind of eating my spare time. I work as a housekeeper and self-employed, so sometimes I work every day and sometimes I have no work, and this is one of those times where I have no work, which is part of the reason that I'm back here. I'm also just about to start college again too, hopefully not drop out this time. Alright, where are you right now and what are you wearing? Oh, I'm sitting on my couch in my pajamas. I got leopard print pants and a baggy t-shirt with a cactus on it. What brought you here at this time? What inspired you to record? I just got a new laptop. And when I signed into my Microsoft account on it, I got signed back into Skype, and I messaged VK for the first time in years, and we decided that it'd be a good time for me to come back, because, you know, I missed you guys. Have you ever recorded audios for the thread before? Yeah, I have. If there are any old lurkers on here, you might remember me. If so, hello. If not, nice to meet you. What features, be they physical or mental, are most attractive to you in the people that you're interested in? Doesn't matter if it's boys or girls. I mostly look for common interests, and, you know, personality traits and values that line up. Like, I know the whole opposites attract thing, and sure, it's good to have differences, but I want somebody who's right there beside me when I'm back on my bullshit. Like, that's really important to me. I'd probably date and eventually marry myself. I feel like I've kind of been effectively doing that for a while now anyway. I'm a sucker for, like, yin-yang type dynamics. Opposite, but complementary. Have you ever posted an audio in here in which you reached orgasm? If so, did it excite you to come for us, knowing we were listening? I have. And at the time it did, that is my washing machine in the background, and I'm sorry. Yep. It's not something that I'm interested in doing again at this point in my life, so I'm just here to be doing poetry, scripts, pillow talk, and maybe another longer audiobook project. Like, maybe I'll finish the time machine. I really wanted to do the last question, but it's still under copyright, so I might just do it anyway and host it somewhere else in case it gets taken down or something. I don't know. Anyway, when I decided to come back, I chose to use the same name and Sherbet account because I figure there will probably be some people who hear my recordings and think, damn, love to hear this girl do something involving fluids. So if that's your bag, you can dig into my catalogue and knock yourself out. Hope you love them, but pretty please don't tell me you love them, because I'm really not into hearing about it. Feedback on old and new safe work stuff is always welcome though. What do you think is your most attractive quality? Honestly, I don't even know. It kind of feels like all the things that I love about myself are turnoffs for other people. I think my favourite thing about myself is that I work really hard at being a good person, and I mean, I don't always get everything right, but oh my god, do I try. Do you have a favourite book, movie, song? Pick one. Tell us about it. Maybe in your next recording you could read or sing or recite lines for us. Pick one. No gods, no masters. I will do them all. Sue me. My favourite book is I Am the Messenger by Marcus Zusak. You may know him as the guy who wrote The Book Thief. It's all about one nondescript mediocre dude making a difference to a bunch of people, and it's really uplifting, and it's super Australiana, so it invokes a certain emotional response from me. My favourite movie is Snatch, because it's the most quotable movie ever, but I sound like a child, so me delivering the Nemesis monologue would be painful to listen to, and I'm gonna spare you all from it. My favourite song. This is hard. It's definitely either The Denial Twist by The White Stripes, New Slang by The Shins, or We Walk in the Dream by Live. I'm just gonna pop off like favourite lines from each of them. So what, somebody left you in a rut and wants to be the one who's in control, but the feeling that you're under can really make you wonder how the hell she can be so cold. So now you're mad, denying the truth, and it's hidden in the wisdom in the back of your tooth. You need to spit it out in a telephone booth while you call everyone that you know and ask them where do you think she goes? It's from The Denial Twist. If you'd turned to me like a gull takes to the wind, well, I'd have jumped from my trees and I'd have danced like the king of the eyesores, and the rest of our lives would have fared well. From New Slang. And like an eagle cuts through the air, no time for fear, faith in his wings takes him there. From We Walk in the Dream. Tell us your idea of a perfect day, or perhaps a perfect date. The surest way to a perfect day in my book is any day where I get a new tattoo and nothing bad happens. I am a bitch of simple tastes. What are five things you want to do before you die? I want to go to England, have a bunch of kids, like adopt or foster them, finish this game that I'm working on because it would really suck if I didn't see it through, own my own home, and meet an alien. Of these, owning my own home seems the least likely, but you never know. If you won $10 million, what would you do with the money? Like, $10 million isn't that much these days, in the grand scheme of things. I buy a house with enough room for it to be like the family home, so that there's space for the scores of children that I want to have, and any descendant of mine will always have somewhere to come home to. I don't imagine there'd be much left in the budget after that. What would be a relationship deal breaker for you? I'm a relatively normal, easy to please, down to earth, not at all crazy person to be with, but there is one person that any contact on any level with at all results in instant exclusion from my life. Like, if we have been married for 10 years and you speak to her, I will file divorce papers the next morning. Otherwise, like, though, I'm really super chill. Very, very reasonable, very sane person. Anyway, I hope that this was a good insight into me and what's changed, what's new, what I am about, that sort of thing. If you have any safe for work requests, just shoot them at me. Anyway, I'm gonna go now.